Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Loads of stories across the country this week that just didn't quite make the national headlines. So Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me in studio to tell us all about them. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good.
Where's your Donegal jersey?
I am wearing a bright green shirt today, Shane Beattie.
You're supposed to be in your Donegal jersey.
Oh, this is a Donegal colour.
I don't have a Kildare jersey. I searched yesterday at home for a Kildare jersey.
Sure, you're the least proud Kildare man anyway that I've ever met.
Yeah, totally. So I couldn't find the jersey, so I wore a white shirt instead, and now everyone's asking me if I have a job interview today. So
oh,
it's just
really?
A white
have
shirt. You? No, I'm going out to RTE later, but not for a job interview. But you're all wearing our county colours, so you're wearing your green. Are you going to the match?
I am.
Of course you are.
Yeah, I am. The ticket came through today.
Only so, today?
Yeah. Well,
you knew you'd have promised someone.
I would never say I have a ticket until I have the ticket.
Gotcha. So you had the promise of one, and now you have it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
I'm really thrilled.
I think you're nervous as well.
Yeah, I am. I've there's great excitement because I've a big day today and I have to go home and clean the house. I'm like a B&B. Well, as I said during the week, I'm B and less B&B.
You're not doing breakfast.
No, it's a sort of a self-service operation here, you know.
So you're the unofficial home of Donegal GA in Dublin.
Yeah, well, I've people staying now this weekend, so I have to go home and start washing sheets and cleaning. Jesus, this is the worst part of it, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, look, the crack will be great and Saturday will be good fun. Getting into the hype of it all, and then there's pre-match, up for the match events on in D2, and I think the Arlington Hotel as well on Sunday.
So okay, good luck. I am rooting for Donegal.
Good.
Yes.
Or you'll never be allowed back here on a Friday afternoon.
And I called Tipperary that they would win last week and they won, so you never know.
Well known gap on the Shane Beattie.
So Donegal to
win. Not that I could talk. Right.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see this our town of Halloween.
Well, we're only in July, but already attention is turning to Halloween. Do you like Halloween as a holiday?
No, a good take or leave.
Same.
It means absolutely nothing to me.
We should be more into it because we like to claim Halloween as Irish, but I'm the same as you. I'm not really a fan of it. But anyway, Limerick, for our first story, they're trying to reclaim and own Halloween. And we're told this week the county has secured funding for a 5-week annual festival for Halloween.
Right.
Not 5 days, 5 weeks of celebrating Halloween. It's all part of a new scheme from Fáilte Ireland to cement Ireland as the authentic global home of Halloween. So we don't really celebrate Halloween being Irish enough. Mm. And it seems that there's a big tourism potential for this as well. So it's going to be called Halloween in Limerick, where darkness dances with delight. Bit of a mouthful. And it'll transform the city streets and towns and corners into a 5-week spectacle of spooky enchantment, local folklore and community celebration. So we're spending over €2 million on this, and we're going to invest it in 7 locations around the country as part of Ireland Home of Halloween, a big new strategy from Fáilte Ireland. Just to tell you the other areas, so Limerick, Kilkenny, and then we've Galway City Council, Longford and Westmeath are joining forces, Meath and Louth are joining forces, also Kerry and Fingal County Council. They've all got funding to make Halloween more Irish.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, and if you are into it, you know, that's...
I was going to say, maybe we'll...
Why not make the most of it?
Maybe we'll get into it more when we fully own it as Irish.
Thank you for being a friend. I want to thank you. Thank you for being a friend. I want to thank you.
So we're going to my home county of Kildare for this next story, and my county has been knocking it out of the park recently, figuratively and literally, when you hear this next story. Kildare County Council is going to introduce a novel new addition to the environs of the wonderful barn in Leixlip. By the way, if you've never been to the wonderful barn, it's a fab building on the edge of the Castletown House estate, so I highly recommend people go. And now they're introducing a happy to chat sign. And this is the brainchild of Councillor Nuala Killeen. So the happy to chat sign means that people want to engage in conversation, and they're going to stick it on a bench near to the wonderful barn. Now, I hate small talk. I wouldn't sit on this bench.
Guess what you're not going to find on the happy to chat bench.
I won't be sitting on the bench. But there are lots of people who enjoy...
That's a lovely lovely little initiative.
Chatting and small talk and all of that. And they say it's a small measure to build community and help with loneliness. So Councillor Killeen had the idea. The council have approved the idea. By the way, not the first Happy to Chat sign, because apparently in Cardiff, a woman set this up a few years ago when she noticed someone sitting on a bench looking lonely. And now the initiative has been rolled out in Canada, America, Australia, Switzerland, Ukraine and Kildare. And they say one in three people in Leixlip are now approaching pension age, so they reckon it'll be a positive measure to introduce Get Locals Chatting.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, and not, it doesn't seem too cost prohibitive either.
No, and particularly because the benches are already there in a lot of cases, so you just have to put the sign on it saying happy to chat.
Happy days.
And you don't sit on it if you don't want to talk, so no. I won't be on it.
Now, I wonder would people ever fancy a career in this?
Extras. Did you know I was an extra?
What?
Yes. Now.
But what?
The film is called Man About Dog, right?
I've heard of this, yeah.
Big Irish film. And in it, shockingly, you're going to see me queuing for chips in a chip van.
I'm going to frantically look for this
now. But wait till I tell you. To this day, when that film is on TV, people send me messages asking, is that you in the queue?
No way.
And I was only on it for about 10 seconds. So if you'd like to be like me, a movie star, now is your turn.
So you're in the background queued up for chips?
For chips,
I
yes.
love it.
Wouldn't
chili.
Be like me. A World War II film inspired by the life of Hollywood legend James Stewart is going to be shot on location in Ireland. And West Cork Film Studios have issued a casting call for extras. This is going to be huge. This movie is going to be the biggest production shot in Ireland over the next few months. They need 1,000 extras for the film. It's operating, I don't know if this will be the final name, but the film is operating under the working title Jimmy. And it's all about James Stewart, who famously put his film career on hold in 1940 to serve with the US military in World War II. And he was like the first major Hollywood star to enlist, and he served with the US Army Air Course, so they're going to recreate this story in Cork. It's going to be shot in Skibbereen, and we have a public appeal for cast members for the production. You will get paid if you are an extra.
Much to
get. I don't know. I don't have the money.
Did
on
you
that.
Hit the big time?
No. I didn't get paid anything for it, actually, now that I think of it.
Just the fame of getting those free chips.
Yeah, lots of free chips. You also get a fitted costume. And what we need extras for are to play swing dancers, ballet dancers, Hollywood Oscar party attendees, brass bands, orchestra players, townspeople, airbase crew, bomber pilots, army officers and medics. So there's loads of jobs.
Yeah, so if anyone ever fancied a sort of a maybe life as in a different career, this could be your opportunity to play it out. Literally. So where do they go if they're interested, or how do they sign up?
You get in touch with West Cork Film Studios, and it's going to be shot in Skibbereen, so you'd want to be local enough to the Cork area. But just look up West Cork Film Studios. They have appeals out on social media.
Ah, that's great. Now, if you're going to this next week, listen up. We never go out of style.
Yeah, we're talking about the Galway races, somewhere I've never been. And
so
I know.
This is where you blow my mind. How have you never been to the Galway
races? I've never been to the Galway races. And I love going racing. Like, I grew up right beside Naas Racecourse, Punchestown, the Curragh. Big, big into racing.
This was my summer holiday for every year in college. We used to take the week off and rent an apartment in, this is back in the Celtic Tigers.
Yeah.
Just off Shop Street. It was unbelievable.
I know. Everyone who's been says it's amazing. Yeah. And it's 7 days of racing.
Yeah. No, I haven't been. I went 3 years ago. I tend now not to. I wouldn't really go to Ladies' Day. It's more of an interest in going on the Friday or the Wednesday.
Ladies' Day is probably the most famous day of the festival, and that's what we're talking about here, because this year's judges have revealed how you can win best dressed and best hat on the big day. So this happens.
So listen up.
Next Thursday is Ladies' Day. One woman will be crowned best dressed lady. She'll win, by the way, 10 grand in cash.
And, serious prize.
Also, if you get best hat, you get 3 grand in cash. Now, I would have thought you kind of have to be head to toe Gucci or Chanel to win.
Oh God, no.
But apparently not. The judges are.
I would have thought quite the opposite, actually.
Well, you would be right. This is why you would win and I wouldn't. The judges are Mandy Marr.
Oh, Mandy's great.
Rachel Gorry and Kieran O'Malley. And they've shared tips on what exactly they're looking for this year. And it's all about colour. They want you to play with colour. Wear practical shoes. They don't want to see these sort of skyscraper high heels. Mm. And also have fun with your accessories. They say you shouldn't wear cut-out dresses, whatever they are. Do you know what they are?
Yeah.
Don't wear them, essentially.
Right.
Nothing super short or super long. And remember, not only the dress is important here, but also your hair, makeup, nails and accessories. They all have to be on point. Comfort is key. And back to what I was saying about having to wear designer brands, they say you don't need to buy everything new or even anything new.
No.
Instead, you elevate your existing outfits. Maybe throw a new hat on an outfit that you had or new accessories. And there's a new trend this year called the statement party bag trend. And they're kind of hinting that you should embrace that as well.
Party
so you
bag
have,
trend.
I think, a very fancy
so a fun
bag.
Handbag, basically.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bit of colour in that. So that's how you win.
So if you're going,
and
worth knowing that.
Yeah, and give me a cut of your 10 grand for giving you these tips.
Finally, tell me about this lost wallet.
Yeah, we're going to stay in Galway for this final story. A mad story from Galway Garda Station. And the story starts on beautiful Kem Beach on Achill Island. Some people call it Keem. The locals call it Kem Beach on
right.
Achill Island, which looks, I'm sure everyone knows the images of it, it looks like a Caribbean island. It's stunning. And a man called Mohammed Yassir was enjoying a day trip there on Achill Island and he got the feeling of dread, as we've all had, when you lose your wallet.
Worse.
Can't find his wallet anywhere. So he phoned the local Garda station to report it was lost and headed home to Galway. That's grand. No word on the wallet. 2 days later, he goes into Galway Garda Station for something completely different. He goes in to get forms stamped for his driving licence. So the Garda Aoife Culkin was on duty at the time behind the hatch, behind the desk, and she asked, "What is your name?" He says, "My name is Mohammed Yassir," out loud. And a woman called Alwyn Whelan was in the public office at the same time, sitting down.
Stop.
Overheard his name and said, "Excuse me, I think I have your wallet." It turns out she too was in Mayo on the same day with her boyfriend, found Mohammed's wallet.
Stop.
And she was in Galway Garda Station to hand in the wallet.
Isn't that brilliant?
And your man was there for a different reason and got his wallet back. So we're being told it's a very, very small world.
Yeah, chance encounter for
great
sure.
Great story.
No question about it. Listen, enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. I've absolutely no plans, but I will enjoy it and plan not to leave Nace. Enjoy
yeah,
Croke Park.
Yeah, be supporting Donegal on
absolutely.
Sunday. Shane
really
Beattie,
will.
Breakfast Briefing presenter, back with you at 6 o'clock Monday morning. Thanks for joining us.
I'll see you on Monday, depending on if they win or not.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.